Many Americans have returned to work or school as the holiday season comes to an end. Some traveled far to be with loved ones for Christmas and New Year's Day. Last month, we looked at the song, Take Me Home, Country Roads, for many people from the state of West Virginia and the Appalachian Mountains. The song reminds them of home. John Denver recorded the hit song in 1971. Lana Del Rey recently recorded her version of the song. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will continue looking at parts of Del Rey's version of the song and connect it to grammar and figurative language. Let's look at the last section of the song. All my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. I hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday, yesterday. In the first two verses of each section, West Virginia is humanized once again using personification. Personification is the humanization of a non-living thing. The use of the subject and object pronouns she and her give a female quality to the state. That personification of West Virginia as a woman also appears in the chorus of the song, when it is referred to as Mountain Mama. Her voice and she calls me add to the female characteristics of the state. Miner's lady and stranger to blue water are other personified comparisons in the song. West Virginia is known for its coal and limestone mines throughout the state. Many European immigrants came to West Virginia in the late 1800s and early 1900s to work in the mines. Stranger to Blue Water is a reference to West Virginia's geographic location as a landlocked state. A stranger is an unfamiliar person. The phrase is noting that the state is not near an ocean and is unfamiliar to blue ocean waters. And finally, we have more adjectives. Today, we look at descriptive adjectives, not comparative adjectives. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Dark and dusty refer to the miner's lady line and coal mining. Coal is a dark natural substance found in the earth. West Virginia and other parts of the Appalachian region are rich in this resource. It also creates dusty particles that fill the air. That combination paints or covers the sky. The line "misty taste of moonshine" also has a descriptive adjective. Misty has several meanings. Mist, the noun form of the word, means water in the form of very small drops floating in the air. So, misty means full of mist. It can also describe something that is not clearly seen or remembered. Finally, it can describe eyes that are full of tears. In fact, misty-eyed means the same thing as tearful. Moonshine is a kind of alcohol that is made illegally. Making moonshine was especially common in the hills of Appalachia during Prohibition, which lasted from 1920 to 1933. The alcohol was moved by car at night, and the bootleggers could only see by the light of the moon. That is where it got its name. It is not common to describe a taste or flavor as misty, but there are a few possible meanings. Since moonshine was strong, drinking it could leave one's eyes misty or filled with tears. The misty flavor of moonshine could also refer to the illegal way of producing and transporting the alcohol without anyone knowing. Today, we looked at the rest of the song Country Roads. We found even more personification by comparing West Virginia to a woman with words like Miner's Lady and her voice. We found even more adjectives that were used to describe parts of Appalachian culture, like dark and dusty for coal mining, and misty taste of moonshine to describe a strong alcohol flavor that could bring tears to one's eyes. I'm Faith Perlow.